Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3505BN. Today's date is November 20th, 2024, and the title of the episode is World War III Pushed as a Hybrid War. Putin makes first move. Trump will answer the call. Let's talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they miss the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you could see they're now implementing their multi-stage plan. Number one, they're going to try to keep Trump out of office. And yes, they're going to have chaos. Yes, they're going to try to use the 14th Amendment. Are they going to try to push an insurrection? Absolutely. It might not happen on January 6th, but it might happen on the 20th of January. And we'll have to see how this all plays. Or it might happen both at the same exact time. But we know that they're going to try to create as much chaos as possible. And I wouldn't even be surprised if they tell their people to attack the White House or attack the Capitol. And you could see that they're preparing to do this because, again, we know from Jamie Raskin, they're going to try to use the 14th Amendment on Trump. And the 14th Amendment talks about an insurrection, talks about if you're involved in the insurrection, you can never hold office again. And you know what's going to happen. It's going to apply to all those people that are pushing the chaos. It's not going to apply to Trump. But once Trump gets through this and he is inaugurated and he's sworn in, and he's in office, we know that they have a multi-level plan to try to inflict pain on Trump while he's in office. They want to show the people that he can't handle all the things that are happening. I mean, think about it. Go back to 2020. They were trying to bring down the market. Remember back in January when they had Davos in Switzerland and Soros was out there saying, hey, the market is overheated. I do believe this is the time that it's going to come down. All of a sudden COVID hit and then the market started to crash. So they were trying to bring down the economic system during that period of time. And then all of a sudden we had a virus. So Trump had to deal with the market coming down, businesses closing up, a virus that was hit. And he was trying to deal with all that. And he did an incredible job dealing with it. Actually, he got the country open very, very quickly. This time around, what they're going to try to do is they're going to take what happened back then and they're going to multiply it by 1,000. And we know that this is part of their playbook. Their playbook is to bring us to war. I do believe this is exactly what they're doing, as everyone can see right now. I don't think it's a conspiracy anymore, because you can see what Biden's doing. His last act is, hey, Ukraine, if you want to attack Russia, go right ahead. I'll give you all the money. I'll give you the weapons. I'll even give you the mines that Obama and I banned during our administration. I'll even allow you to use those. So go ahead, do what you got to do. And we're going to bring in the UK. We're going to bring in France. We're going to bring in the world to fight in this war because we want to make it a world war. And they're trying to get this war started where Trump, he can't stop it, because there is a point once it starts and you get all the nations involved, it's very, very difficult to stop it. So they're trying to push us as hard as they possibly can to get this started where they have the world all in on it. And there's an enormous amount of fighting, and they're hoping that nuclear weapons are used. Now, Trump, I do believe he's going to try to shut this down very, very early. Actually, Putin has already made the first move, And he's out there letting everyone know that he will talk to President-elect Trump to work out some type of peace deal. He didn't say Biden. He didn't say Harris. He's talking about Trump. So he already made the first move. And I do believe Trump will answer that call. And this is why Biden and the others, they're trying to push war very, very hard. And if you look at CNN, if you look at MSNBC, if you notice, they really don't talk much about what is happening out in Ukraine and Russia, because they don't want anyone to know that Ukraine fired missiles into Russia and they took the initiative to actually go into Russia. So at this point, they'll report anything that Russia does at this point. So if Russia retaliates, you'll see it all over the news saying, oh my God, look what just happened. Russia attacked Ukraine. We're heading towards World War III. And you could see the European nations, they're already blaming Russia for the cable disaster. And they're saying that Russia sabotaged this and it was a hybrid attack. So I do believe what they're doing right now is they're pushing a hybrid war where they're going to say it's a war that is physical and it is a war that uses cyber attacks. So here we have the cyber attacks coming into play. Here we have the physical war. And you could see this is what they're pushing. Now, once again, I do believe they're going to throw everything at Trump, even the kitchen sink. Remember Elon carrying the kitchen sink into his new Twitter headquarters, which is now X, which is very, very interesting. But I do believe they're going to throw everything at Trump, even a new plandemic. Remember, they will wait for a specific period of time to do all these things because they want to make sure that they can blame it on Trump, blame it on his picks, and this is what they're planning to do. So they have a multi-stage plan, but Trump, he has the ultimate plan because, once again, he knows the playbook. He knows the leaders. The leaders know that he wants peace, that he can negotiate peace, and they know that he can actually usher in peace. So right there, he has a peace plan. And the other leaders, they're all in on it. And this is why Biden is pushing so hard, because he doesn't want that to happen. But I don't think he's going to be able to get this off the ground. I do believe if this continues the way it's going and we go into the month of December and this really heats up, I wouldn't be surprised if other leaders say, you know something, we need to negotiate peace right now. We can't wait until he's inaugurated. And they might even have President-elect Trump negotiate peace before he even gets into office. Because if this really goes the way it's going right now, I do believe you're going to hear from Xi, you're going to hear from Putin, you're going to hear from many other leaders around this globe to shut this down. And I do believe Trump is going to usher in peace at this point in time. And really think about this. All along, the deep state players have been saying that Trump is going to crash the economy when he was in office. He was going to start a war. He was going to do all of these things. But it turns out they're the ones who are doing all of this. And I think the people see it. And you think the people will be behind him if they say we would like Trump to negotiate peace at this point? I think the people of this country will be all in on it. And this is something the deep state players do not want. And I wouldn't be surprised if they might attempt some type of false flag to try to get the U.S. involved. Remember, they just can't rely on Russia and Ukraine. They need to do something else to actually get countries involved in wars, because people normally don't say, hey, you know what? I would love to fight in that nuclear war. That's what I really want to do. So the only way to get countries involved is that something has to happen. And let's see how this all plays out, because once something happens, I do believe this is when the leaders will say, okay, let's calm the situation down. And most likely that's why back channels are very, very important. Now we're going to be talking a little bit more about the war and what's going on a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Jaguar cars. Now, back in the day, Jaguar cars were absolutely beautiful. The wealthy would drive Jaguars all around, had the Jaguar on the front, love the emblem. But now we could see that the company is completely going woke right now. And they created a commercial, and the commercial is completely woke. There's not even a car in the commercial, which is kind of odd. And they're really going down this path. And what happened to all the other companies that went down this path? Well, once you go woke, you go broke. And Elon, he watched the commercial and says, do you sell cars? Because I didn't see any cars in the ad. And once again, this is going to fail big time. And by the way, it looks like they got rid of the Jaguar. And I think people are going to be very, very upset. And I'm wondering, what audience are they marketing to? This is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, it looks like Trump has now surpassed Taylor Swift on X. ALX put this out and said, Trump has surpassed Taylor Swift in followers to become the eighth most followed account on X. Trump has 94,734,77. Taylor Swift, 94,734,014. So Trump, he is up by 63 right now. Now, these numbers probably have changed already, but he surpassed Taylor Swift. Absolutely amazing. And today, the other thing that we found out is that the gang member who came into this country illegally, who killed Laken Riley, he was found guilty on all counts. Now, once again, this individual should have never been allowed in this country, never should have been allowed to get a free flight from the Biden-Harris administration to Georgia. Because if this person wasn't here, Laken Riley right now would still be alive. But Trump, he put this out and he said the following. Justice for Laken Riley. The illegal who killed our beloved Laken Riley was just found guilty on all counts for this horrific crime. Although the pain and heartbreak will last forever, hopefully this can help bring some peace and closure to her wonderful family who fought for justice and to ensure that the other families don't have to go through what they have. We love you, Laken, and our hearts will always be with you. It's time to secure our border and remove these criminals and thugs from our country so nothing like this can happen again. And just yesterday, we said that the Venezuela gang, they have spread to like something like 16 states right now. And it looks like they've expanded to the DC area. And DHS is now warning that, yes, the violent TDA gang is in DC, which is very, very interesting because you have to remember the deep state players, they brought in their criminals into this country because, again, these individuals have no morals. They will follow instructions. And once they see Antifa kick off chaos, you don't think these gang members, the terrorists, the drug smugglers, the child traffickers, the terrorists, you don't think they would join in? Absolutely. You have to remember, going back to 2020, they had those people that were pissed off with what happened to Floyd, and they had BLM marches. But most of those individuals, they went home afterwards. And then Antifa was left. Yes, some of them might have stayed, but it was the Antifa or Trans-Tifa group that stayed and decided to burn, loot, and kill people. This time around, the deep state players, what do they want? They want Antifa to kick things off, and they want the criminals that they let into this country to join in, which is going to make for bigger chaos than we saw before. And they can do this in multiple areas. Think about where they brought all these individuals in, and think about the different sanctuary cities that were set up. Do you think it's families that are living there? Or do you think it's the criminals that they brought in? So you're going to see tens of thousands of criminals join in this time with Antifa. And I do believe this is why Trump is going to use the Alien Act of 1798 to deport these. Because once these individuals who invaded our country start to attack our country and attack the people in this country, what do you think Tom Homan's going to do? He's going to go all out. And now he's getting volunteers across the country. So it's going to be we the people against the deep state criminal soldiers. That's what this battle is all about. And of course, what does the deep state want? They want a civil war, but it's not going to end up as a civil war because Tom Homan and his team and the military, they're going to take care of this. And how do we know that the Biden-Harris administration and the deep state players that are instructing them brought in criminals? Well, all you got to do is look at their parole program. The House Judiciary put this out and said, 2 years of the Biden-Harris administration's fraud-ridden parole program. This report details the rampant fraud and abuse within the Biden-Harris unlawful Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela parole program. Through CHNV, up to 30,000 aliens each month who otherwise have no basis to enter the country and who have a supporter in the United States can bypass the U.S. border and fly directly into the country on commercial flights to be granted parole for 2 years. As of the end of September 2024, more than 531,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans have entered the U.S. through this unlawful program. The Biden-Harris administration's willingness to cast aside the best interest of Americans has enabled fraud, undermined national security, and endangered public safety, all in favor of ensuring that hundreds of thousands of otherwise illegal aliens can enter. Communities across the country have been negatively affected by the influx of aliens under this administration, including the more than 500,000 CHNV parolees. Sponsors in the program include potential sex traffickers, people receiving income through illegal activity, recipients of public benefits, and even other temporary immigrants. Absolutely, and we could see it as clear as day. And this is why Trump and Tom Homan are saying, no, eventually what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to use the military, and we're going to have to use the Alien Act of 1798 to round these people up. Now, of course, the deep state and the news and the fake, the corrupt politicians and all the others, they're all like, oh my God, you're going to use the military? Well, that's very interesting, because let's go back a little bit in time. And Western Lensman put this out. He says, Democrats, Trump can't use the military to help deport illegals. Also, Democrats, call the National Guard to deport 50 illegals out of Martha's Vineyard to a military base within 48 hours of their arrival. So wait, did they just use the military to actually remove the illegals from their area? That's very interesting. I thought they were completely accepting. As soon as they got there, they wanted them out. Isn't that interesting? That's how it always is. But they, what's very interesting is they used the National Guard to remove them. Very interesting. But you could see that Trump is getting support all over the place. Tom Homan is getting support all over the place to deport these people. And once these people move forward with their plan, because the deep state is actually counting on them to join in the fight, they want them to join in with Antifa because this will give them more numbers. This is when Tom Homan, Trump, and the rest, this is when they're going to basically order the military to remove these individuals. And there are a lot of volunteers, a lot of people now saying, we will give you this land so you can set up staging areas. And this is actually happening out in Texas. The state of Texas have offered more than 1,000 acres of land for Trump to use for his mass deportation efforts. So this is very, very interesting. They're saying, we have land right next to the border. This can be used to actually deport all these individuals. Now, once again, we could see there are individuals that were Border Patrol agents. They're retired now. They're going to volunteer. You have police that are going to volunteer, sheriff offices that are going to volunteer, military people, veterans that are going to volunteer. They're all for this. The people are on Trump's side. So whatever the deep state players are going to attempt to do, it's not going to work whatsoever. Just like they're attempting to start World War III. Yes, they're going to push it hard, as we're seeing. Yes, it might look very, very scary. Yes, there might be a false flag that might happen in Europe. It might happen here. But again, they're going to push this very, very hard to try to kick this war off. And you can see they're doing a very good job in doing that. Now, are we at World War III right now? No. But they're using everything that they have to try to provoke Russia into doing something. And if they don't do it, they will do it for them. And that is called a false flag. So while all this is happening, what is Kamala Harris doing? Well, she's heading to Hawaii for vacation. So she's not really concerned with what's going on out in Ukraine and Russia. She's not really concerned that we're using the Ukrainians and NATO is using missiles from the US, from the UK to hit targets inside of Russia. Of course she isn't, because this is part of their playbook. Their playbook is to start the war. Now, what's very interesting, I do believe that this is going to be some type of hybrid war, which is going to be physical, and it's going to also rely on cyber attacks. And what's very interesting is that a Stop and Shop store across Rhode Island, including both Newport locations, they faced widespread empty shelves following a cyber attack that disrupted operations at the supermarket chain's parent company. So they weren't able to get the food to the markets, and the markets, they had bare shelves. So that is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that the U.S., they vetoed the U.N. Security Council resolution on the Gaza war because, again, for some reason, it didn't include the release of the hostages. There was a separate demand that the hostages should be released. But again, if Hamas really wants a ceasefire deal and the UN Security Council really wants a ceasefire deal, the first thing should be release the hostages first and show us that you have good intentions. But again, why isn't this brought up? So the U.S. said, no, we vetoed it. We vetoed this. Because once again, what is the ceasefire really for? Because Biden right now, he's sending a lot more money and supplies over to Palestine, and Hamas is actually taking it. And he wants Congress to issue another couple of hundred million to send over to Palestine. So really think about this for a second. What's really going on here? Do they really want a ceasefire? No. They want Israel to stop, but they don't want anything that Israel wants. And they don't want to release the hostages because they're using that as leverage. But if they truly want a ceasefire, they really want peace, they would say, okay, we're going to show you that we really mean this. Good intentions. Here are the hostages. We really mean it. We want peace. But again, these are terrorists. They don't want peace. And when you look at North Korea, you could see North Korea is looking at what's happening out in Ukraine. Remember, North Korea has soldiers out there. There's no proof that they're actually on the front lines and fighting. But again, what do you think the deep state players are going to do? They're going to tell you that they are, and they'll probably tell you that they killed some, and they're trying to get North Korea involved in all this. But Kim Jong-un, he sees what's happening with South Korea. They see what's happening out in Ukraine. And Kim Jong-un, he has now stressed the importance of accelerating the country's nuclear weapons program in response to Western threats. And you have to remember that Trump, he was speaking to Kim Jong-un via letter. And I do believe that Trump, he is in contact with Kim Jong-un, in contact with Putin, in contact with Xi. And I do believe in the end, we're going to see that all these leaders, they want peace in the end. They do not want a world war because a world war is not going to pan out for any of these countries. The only winners in this World War III is the deep state players because, once again, they have bunkers, they're prepared for this, and they want it because they want the population reduced. They want death and destruction. They want chaos. They want a distraction. Let's talk about protecting our health. The world feels like it's on the edge right now. Tensions over the upcoming election, economic instability, supply chain shortages, and health threats popping up left and right. With talk of a new pandemic on the horizon, if you're waiting for the medical industrial complex to protect you and your family when things go sideways, you're making a huge mistake. You have to take action and be prepared. That's why I want to tell you about the Wellness Company's Contagion Emergency Kit. It's a lifesaver put together by real experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. And inside the package, you get medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and even a nebulizer. These are critical medications to treat respiratory illness and so much more, especially heading into flu season. Can you imagine when you or a loved one need life-saving medication? Are you really going to take the risk being told no? Don't let anyone play gatekeeper with your health. Just a few clicks and the kit is delivered right to your door. This is peace of mind for you and your family in uncertain times. I have my kit and now you can get yours by heading to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to get $30 off and free shipping. That's twc.health/x22 and use code x22 for $30 off and free shipping. Don't wait for the next crisis to hit. Be ready, not reactive. Get your kit today and take control of your health, or just click on the link in the description. And they know that this will happen and they can then step in because they're not fighting in the wars. They'll be someplace else like they always are. Now, what's very interesting to get this war started, we have the European officials, they're now blaming Russia. They're also looking at the Chinese freighter, which is very, very interesting. And Germany, Poland, and others have said it was likely an act of sabotage. And they're calling on Russia to stop committing the acts of sabotage in Europe. So right now they're blaming this on Russia, and they're saying that this is a hybrid attack, the attack on communication cables. which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Ursula von der Leyen, she was speaking to you, the Ukrainians, and she said, "Dear Ukrainians, Europe is your true friend. Your freedom is our freedom." Radio Genoa said she hates Europeans. She is our real enemy. And once again, do they want a war? They absolutely do. Now, since Ukraine went ahead and fired missiles into Russia, and of course, they needed the help of the U.S. and NATO, they also fired the U.K. missiles into Russia. The U.S., the deep state players, they're expecting retaliation. So they have now shut down U.S. embassies in Kiev because they're expecting some type of air attack. And you have to remember, Russia said, if we're attacked with missiles, conventional missiles, we will use nuclear weapons on our enemy. Do I think they're going to use nuclear weapons right out of the starting gate? No, I don't believe so. But as the deep state players keep pushing this, this is going to be very, very interesting. So other Western embassies have also shuttered their operations amid air raid warnings in Kiev. And those include Italy, Spain, and Greece right now. So this is going to be very, very interesting, and we'll have to see how this all plays out, and let's see what Russia does. Now, the other thing that we could see happening right now is Joe Biden and his masters, they really want to push this war very, very hard. So Joe Biden, he approved anti-personnel landmines for Ukraine, undoing his previous policy. So if you go back to the Obama administration, back then the Obama administration decided to ban these type of weapons because it would blow bodies apart. So now Joe Biden reversed all of this, which is very, very interesting. So do they really want a war? Absolutely. And like we said before, Ukraine, they fired British missiles into Russia. DC Drainer responded and said, "Ah, yes, not to satisfy to only drag America into World War III. Ukraine is now trying to drag the UK into World War III as well. Why? Because if they can get one of these countries involved, the others will surely join." And he's absolutely right. That's what they're planning to do. Tom Massey put this out and said, "By authorizing long-range missiles to strike inside Russia, Biden is committing an unconstitutional act of war that endangers the lives of all U.S. citizens. This is an impeachable offense, but the reality is he's an emasculated puppet of the deep state." And he's absolutely right. He's an empty vessel. Kamala Harris is an empty vessel. They're not really running the show. It's those people behind the curtain. They're the ones who are running the show. And what's very interesting, as all of this is going on, Trump made the announcement that Matt Whitaker, the acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, he is now going to be the ambassador to NATO. The timing is very, very interesting. You think NATO now is scared? You think NATO's going, oh, crap? Absolutely. And that means the deep state players are going to push harder than before. Now, the thing that happened that was very, very interesting is that Moscow has revealed that Putin is prepared to discuss a Ukraine ceasefire deal with Trump and the terms required to end the bloody conflict. So Putin is reportedly open to conversing with President-elect Trump, but has ruled out making any major territorial concessions and insists Kiev abandon ambitions to join NATO. So Putin is already now reaching out saying, "Listen, I will work with President-elect Trump. We could discuss peace. We can negotiate peace." Do I think Trump is going to answer the call? Absolutely. And when you look at the situation in Ukraine, Russia controls 18% of Ukraine, including all of Crimea, 80% of Donbass, the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, and more than 70% of the Kherson regions. It also holds just under 3% of the Kharkiv region and a Silver Mykolaiv region. In total, Russia has over 110,000 square kilometers of Ukrainian territory, which is very, very interesting. So again, Putin is making the first move, and I do believe in the end, Trump will answer the call, and Trump is going to negotiate peace. Now, is it going to be very, very simple? Just, "Hey, how you doing? Let's have peace." No, you know the deep state in the background, they're going to be pushing war. They're going to be pushing very, very hard. Remember, they need to kick this off way before Trump gets into office. So they have now until he's inaugurated. But I do believe during this period of time, when Putin, Xi, and other leaders see that this is heading towards nuclear war, I wouldn't be surprised before he gets into office that there are calls for him to negotiate peace. So you're going to see the party of war, which is going to be Biden, Harris, the fake news, and the rest, the D's. They're all going to be the party of war. The Republicans, Trump, they're going to be the party of peace, which is going to be very, very interesting. And I think people are going to wake up very, very quickly. But you can see the deep state players, they're panicking over everything else because they know once Trump gets his picks into their positions, they're going to dismantle everything that they've been working very, very hard to do. And they can do this at lightning speed, and it's going to be very, very easy. And you could see with RFK Jr. coming in, you could see that HHS is panicked. You could see that Big Pharma's panicked. You could see the CDC, the FDA, they're all panicking right now. Patriots are in control, put this out and said, Big Pharma media is desperate to stop RFK Jr. and keep America sick. ABC News says he is spreading misinformation that vaccines cause autism in children. Then follow that up by saying hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are ineffective against COVID and pose increased health risks. Unbelievable. This was all part of an 8-minute hit piece on Robert Kennedy Jr. America is one of the most unhealthy countries in the entire world, and the corrupt media and their Big Pharma masters are desperate to keep it that way. Ignore them. It's time to make America healthy again. Absolutely. And you could see that they're very worried about RFK Jr. coming in. They're very, very worried about the HHS pick because there's a new report saying that the Office of Climate Change and Health Equity, they're trying to shift responsibility to protect their employees and to protect everything that they have done here. They don't want RFK, they don't want the HHS pick to undo everything that they have done. But in the end, this is going to fail just like everything else, because what do you think is going to happen when RFK comes in? What do you think is going to happen with all those drugs that they tried to keep hidden from the people this entire time? It's going to be brought out into the open that these drugs can be used to cure a huge amount of viruses. Remember, these are antiviral medications. And I'm talking about ivermectin, and I'm talking about hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Dennis Walker put this out and said, did you know that ivermectin, this is all from the government's own website, was discovered in 1975, won 2015 Nobel Prize for Medicine, FDA approved for human use in 1987, estimated 3.7 billion human doses since 1987 with notable safety profile. On the World Health Organization's model list of essential medicines shows robust antiviral action towards HIV and COVID. No resistance in human has yet been confirmed in over 25 years. A safe, potent agent likely to be used as such long into the future. And you have to remember the patent on ivermectin ran out, which means the pharmaceutical companies cannot cash in on this because just like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, well, you can get it for like 10 bucks or something like this. Very, very inexpensive. And Big Pharma is not going to make a profit of, you know, on this drug. They've also been hiding what this drug can be used for, because you imagine, think about all the drugs that they create and think about all the drugs that they use to mask the symptoms. They actually don't cure these things, but they just mask the symptoms of all the different viruses. And when you start to learn that everything that we see out there today is really a virus, a lot of it, yes, there's bacterial infections, but a lot of the things that we see today, they're viruses. Like cancer is a virus. COVID is a virus. Flu is a virus. Lyme disease, virus. These are all viruses. Most likely, this drug probably can cure a lot of the viruses that we see today. And I do believe that Big Pharma has been hiding this from the people since the 70s. I think they knew about it. I think they knew exactly what this drug does. And they basically kept it from the people. And they created their gigantic conglomerate of these drugs that do absolutely nothing, just mask the situation. They mask the illness. They don't actually cure anything. They and the pharmaceutical companies and many other companies created all these different divisions to fight cancer, to do this. We have all these different charities and everything else, because they knew if they released the cure, all the machinery, all the drugs, all the charities, all of this completely and utterly just disappears. And think about it, all those doctors that studied on how to treat cancer, you no longer need all these people, all the machinery to detect it, all the drugs to keep you comfortable, the chemotherapy, all of it just goes away, just like that. And I do believe one day we're going to find out this is what they've been doing. And I think that day is quickly approaching. Just like the day it's quickly approaching that the Department of Education has been destroying the education of our children, not helping them, destroying it. Because what have we seen since the Department of Education, since the government has been trying to teach our children? Well, we've been seeing the test scores go down. We've been seeing everything plummet. And I do believe this is why Trump is going to remove the Department of Education in the end. And he just announced that Linda McMahon, former administrator of the Small Business Administration, will be the United States Secretary of Education. He said, for the past 4 years, as the chair of the board at the America First Policy Institute, Linda has been a fierce advocate for parents' rights, working hard at both AFPI and America First Works to achieve universal school choice in 12 states, giving children the opportunity to receive an excellent education, regardless of zip code or income. As Secretary of Education, Linda will fight tirelessly to expand choice to every state in America and empower parents to make the best education decision for their families. And the parents should have the ability to make that decision. The money should follow the child. And once that happens, it's game over for all these deep state players that are trying to indoctrinate our children. Because once they're not getting the money and the money is following the children, they're going to have to step up their game. Because without doing a good job, the parents can say, you know what? I'm going to homeschool my child. I'll take that $10,000. So we're going to see a huge change in this country. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Just like we're seeing a huge change in D.C. in Congress right now. Because remember, Nancy Mace, she put out a bill saying there are no men in women's bathrooms. You have to be a biological woman to use the bathroom. And it looks like the first trans person says, I will now abide by this. I don't agree with it, but I will abide by this. And once again, Libs of TikTok actually says, look, see this man dressed up as a woman? He's just a dude in a dress. And that's exactly what it is. And the other thing that's really interesting is we could see from yesterday, there was an individual that actually threatened Nancy Mace. And this individual is a Portland Trantifa activist. Andy Ngo put this out and said, Portland Trantifa activist threatens to fine and brutally murder Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace over Capitol Hill bathroom bill. So we do have proof now that those individuals in Antifa, they are trans people and they're mentally unstable. You think this is why the deep state chose these individuals? Absolutely. And then Nancy Mace, to take this a step further, put up a sign over the woman's bathroom saying biological woman only. That is definitely base right there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, listen, why don't we just separate the bathrooms? You can have your Democrat bathroom, men, women, trans, all in one bathroom, and we'll keep our bathrooms. I wonder how that's going to work out for them. That should be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the people of this country, they're now taking back control, and they are now pressing charges against those people that actually violated the law in regards to the election. George put this out, and this has to do with Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where these individuals, the commissioner, decided we're going to count illegal ballots. And I just want you to listen to this woman because she is now filing criminal complaints against these people. Actually, the people now of this country should file criminal complaints against all these people that have been manipulating the elections. Take a listen.
Last Thursday, when you were deciding that you should count illegal ballots missing at least one signature, the attorney said over and over again that it is illegal to count these. Diane said, quote, Precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate the laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to me. You, being the slick politician you are, you didn't even say yes or nod your head. Your eyes were closed and your face was expressionless. Bob, this was your opportunity to be a leader. You could have put a big brotherly arm around her and said, "There, there, Diane, I know you're very passionate about this, but we have to follow the law." You could have done this, but oh no, what did you do? You voted to violate the law along with her. Diane's actually right, though. The law doesn't matter anymore in this country because people like you violate it all the time, and all we the people do is sit here and complain. Well, I want to let you know that I'm not going to take it anymore. I have decided to file a criminal complaint against both of you for breaking the following laws. Title 25, Section 3050, Title 25, Section 3501, Title 25, Section 3510, Title 25, Section 3527, 52 U.S.C. 10308. Oh, and by the way, Gene, when they're arrested, we want an evening town hall-style commissioners meeting once a month.
Taking back control of the country, taking back control of how our elections are run. And I do believe in the end, we need to move away from multiple day voting, mail-in ballots, the computer systems, reading the ballots. This is absolutely ridiculous. And I think the people have had enough. Just like they've had enough of this wrap-up smear campaign. I don't think anyone's really buying any of this anymore. But you can see the deep state players, they're just continually pushing and pushing and pushing. And when you look at the wrap-up smear campaign against Tulsi Gabbard, there is no proof whatsoever. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, "The New York Times just published a ridiculous piece smearing Tulsi Gabbard as a Putin propagandist and essentially a Russian asset." Sounds familiar. Just go back to when they did this to Trump. Not until six paragraphs down do they finally fess up and admit there's absolutely zero evidence she ever collaborated with Russia. And this is what they continually do. They try to convince people. They actually put the truth way, way down in the article. They use the headline and they want people to believe it. Just like with what happened out on The View. Melissa Holman put this out. And it looks like Sonny Hostin, she was forced to read a legal note acknowledging that Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations and the DOJ found no criminal activities and there was no charges whatsoever. But the way she said it, it sounded like that he was guilty and there were charges that were brought against him. Take a listen to what she said first and then listen to the statement that she had to read.
Could you nominate someone with allegations of child trafficking across state lines and having sex with a 17-year-old? My understanding further on in the interview, they discussed the fact that once he finds out that she's 17, he stops having sex with her.
Okay, Sonny, you have a legal note.
I do have a legal note. Thank you, Whoopi. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a three-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism, that DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
It looks like she did not want to read that statement whatsoever. And by the way, the period of time between when she was talking about Matt Gaetz and the time that she had to read the statement, I think it was 3 minutes later. Absolutely unbelievable. And you can see they're doing the same thing with Matt Gaetz. They're doing the wrap-up smear campaign. And they actually had three different methods that they could have used against Matt Gaetz. And Wade Scott explains, they had three moves. They could use the Kavanaugh method, the Nixon method, the Kennedy method. For Gaetz, they went with the Kavanaugh. They've tried all three on Trump. And that's absolutely true. The reason why they couldn't find anything else and they couldn't use a woman to come forward is because, once again, it would be very, very hard to prove. So they rather just use the headlines. They rather just use the wrap-up smear because, Again, this would be very, very difficult to prove, and we can see it's completely and utterly falling apart right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that they're discussing if they should release the ethics report, and they also said a mysterious hacker went ahead and they hacked into the system. They got the report or parts of the report, and they know the hacker goes by the fictitious name Old Tom Beasley, and this individual got certain information, and now they have it, and they might release it. The New York Times put this out and said, the information was downloaded by a person using the name Altam Beasley at 1:23 p.m. on Monday, according to the person. It was not authorized to speak publicly. A lawyer connected to the case sent an email to the address associated with Altam Beasley, only to be informed in an automated reply that the recipient does not exist. The material does not appear to have been made public by the hacker. So this begs the question, if the material has not been made public, then how does the New York Times have any awareness of it? How do they know what it is? That's very, very interesting. I wonder who put this story out. I wonder, is this how they were trying to get the ethics report out there? Of course it was. And it looks like they screwed up. And all of this is going to fail. And it is already failing. Now, remember, the deep state players, they're fighting for their lives. Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know the playbook. They know they're going to push very, very hard. But this is going to expose who they really are to the rest of the country. And I do believe when all of this goes down, this is going to bring the country even closer together. Think about it. Remember 9/11? When we know it was an inside job, but think about the country. Think about the country at that time when the country, the whole country came together and you saw American flags everywhere. Didn't matter, Republican, Democrat, didn't make a difference. Everyone was together. They were all on board. So when the deep state players push this war and they bring the people to the precipice, are they going to be all on board? Is the country going to unite against the deep state, the warmongers that are trying to bring us to war? I do believe so. And Trump, he put out a very interesting picture. He went down to Texas to meet Elon Musk because he was watching the rocket take off. And he put up a picture of him looking at the rocket. Does that mean we have liftoff, that everything is a go? We're right on track? I do believe so. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.